Well, since you are a former physician, let's talk about some health issues. And talking about Medicaid, what do you think of the changes that have been made to Medicaid in North Carolina? There was sort of a privatization a bit of the coverage for Medicaid. Can you tell me what you thought of those efforts?
I have concerns. They're trying to privatize it, and the private companies have shareholders, and they're going to take 20% off the top. And that generally means less money for the providers and for the institutions and less services for the insured. In other states, it's a mixed bag as to how well it's worked. The 11 largest hospital systems in the state are now forming ACOs, accountable care organizations, hopefully that will be able to compete with these for-profit companies. There's another group that's already here, CCNC, that took care of primary care, but it doesn't have any specialty care now. That could be grown into another entity that should be able to handle it. So I have concerns about privatization, but there is not anything out there right now that can take it on.
Okay. As far as Medicaid expansion, this is probably something that is not going to occur anytime in the near future if Republicans are in charge, because there seems to be opposition to the expansion of Medicaid from the Republican Party. What do you think about expanding Medicaid as far as looking into the future?
Well, the Republicans that I've talked to, at least, said they want to reform Medicaid before they take on the discussion of whether they expand it or not. And they've certainly done a good job up to now, saving $300 million last year alone. There's still a lot of fraud, abuse, inefficiencies in the Medicaid system that can be brought down considerably. So some reform is necessary out there. The problem I have is our taxpayers are already paying for the Medicaid expansion, and this money is not brought back to the state that they can use in other programs. It's being shifted to other states to fund an unsustainable program. It will implode at some point in time, and it will be left to the states to pick up the pieces. But they're already paying for the health care of these patients. They're showing up in emergency rooms when their diseases have progressed to a later stage. Sometimes you spend a little more money up front and you save money longer term. And that's one thing some of these legislators don't understand. And so I think that would be money well spent, especially in a managed care program. And the patients have to have some skin in the game. They have to take care of themselves, manage their diabetes, lose weight, quit smoking. But if you do that, you will get a healthier population and your health care costs will drop dramatically.
Now, you were an anesthesiologist for many years. Now, you worked for
Still
AllCare,
am.
right? Oh, you still are.
I'm not
Okay.
practicing, but I still am an anesthesiologist. I still have my license.
Okay, well, great. And you were with AllCare, right?
Yes.
Okay. Were you sort of involved in lobbying for AllCare to the legislature, or do I have that right? Is that incorrect?
I was the vice president for legislative affairs,
I
and
see,
so I
right.
did represent AllCare with the local representatives and senators.
Okay. And what sort of work did that involve? Like, what were you hoping that they could do?
Well, the medical liability reform. I mean, we were in a crisis several years ago. Physicians were talking about retiring early, limiting their practice because of the high medical liability rates. And so the trial lawyers said, no, people who were injured wouldn't get fair reimbursement. Well, we've had this law for 4 years now, and what we found is the physicians didn't retire early. They didn't limit their practice. Malpractice rates dropped by 25%. The number of lawsuits dropped by 75%. And in 4 years' time, there has not been one case of a patient that was unfair, did not receive fair compensation.
Is this something that you'd like to work on if you're elected to the legislature?
Certainly, we've come a long way, but there's more that could be done as far as that's concerned. But there was other issues we dealt with in Raleigh from time to time. Insurance issues, for instance. The only check and balance we have with the insurers as a physician is through the legislature. So there was many, many issues down there that affects the medical community, and that's why I think we need to have another physician down there.
When I was talking to John A. Your opponent about it, and I asked him to sort of draw a contrast between you and him. His criticism, and I'll give you a chance to respond to, was that he was worried that you would be sort of a special interest person, like working towards a special interest for this kind of group. What would you say to that?
Well, to me, I have been working with both the Republicans and Democrats, and I have found the Democrats to be far more subject to special interests than the Republicans have been. And I am an independent thinker, and yes, I am a physician, but there are times when I will go against my physician colleagues when I think that's better for the ultimate good of the entire community. However, physicians I do not think are fairly represented down there, and that's why I think to go down there. I'm not going down there to make make the physician's life better. Mm-hmm. That is not my goal. I have, like I said, four things that I think are qualities and experience and skills and the knowledge that I have from my background that will be helpful down there. Medicine's just one of them.